This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another session of Medical Frontiers on KDKA, sponsored by Highmark. And Rob, the cold snap, I think, is starting to be alleviated a little bit. That was kind of nasty for a while.
That's all good. It's winter, but it's going to be about 50 by the time we get to Friday, so it is definitely getting better.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, tonight, bariatric surgery and weight loss. And we've done this subject before on Medical Frontiers, and we're very fortunate to have Dr. George Ide with us. He's an expert in this field. That's the type of guests we have, the experts in various fields of medicine. Dr. George Ide is well-trained. He's a very compassionate surgeon. He takes good care of his patients and leads a team of five bariatric surgeons in the AHN network, including hospitals here in Pittsburgh and also as far as away as Erie. Up at St. Vincent's in Erie. And Dr. Ide, welcome back to Medical Frontiers.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you bet. And we were talking before the show, and some of the great strides that have been made with bariatric surgery over the last couple decades is just unbelievable. We were talking that the minimally invasive, the laparoscopic procedures, has just an absolute difference in the time of surgery, the outcomes, et cetera, et cetera. Just absolutely, it's a whole different world, is it not?
Absolutely. And minimally invasive surgery not only changed the way we do our surgeries, but as you just mentioned, the outcomes. It's, and especially in bariatric surgery, when you make small incision as opposed to the old big, you know, big cuts, the outcome is like day and night. I mean, there's nothing, you know, it's not even comparable. And the good news is right now, bariatric surgery is safest than ever. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of data coming out. It's safer than gallbladders.
Yes.
You know, so the outcome is patients are sometimes just overnight, small incision, they get to go to back to work within like 10 days or so. So it's definitely, you know, changed the way we do things. It's safer than ever. And the benefits is immense.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the Allegheny Health Network Bariatric and Metabolic Center.
What we have, and this is what we're really proud of, is we built this institute. And what's behind the name, it's more than just the name of an institute, is basically we were able, all diseases related to obesity and metabolic syndrome, which include diabetes being big, the biggest one, we have it under one roof. So you have all these specialists, all these healthcare providers who are knowledgeable and experts in the field, we're all under one roof, from medical options to the endocrinologists, to the surgeons, to the dietitian, to the psychologist, the exercise physiologist, to all these support staff we have. I mean, I can go on and on. But everything known to mankind in 2024 that deals with metabolic and obesity treatments will all live under one roof to take care of this problem.
So it's like one-stop shopping.
Absolutely.
For obesity and metabolic problems like diabetes and other things, thyroid disease, all of that. And it takes a team.
It's definitely. And we go beyond just the treating patients or the research we're doing to improve the field, all the support we give to the community, all these different things what we do to take care of a person. So a person may see 5, 6, or 7 providers, but if they've said seeing one person.
Right.
Because we all sit together, we're all there. Because it's not one size fits all. So
how many physicians are involved with the Metabolic Institute?
Between endocrinologists surgeons and support staff like physician assistants or nurse practitioners.
Just physicians,
we have close to, I would say, 10.
Okay, and it would be double that or more with the support staff, like physicians, assistants, nurses, et cetera, et cetera.
Actually, more than double.
Yeah.
It's like, I think the group is like close to 25. Put me on the spot right now.
Okay.
Remember.
Yeah. But it's a lot
but
of
we
people.
Grow, that's the tell you. We grew, you know, we grew
but
quite
it's,
a bit.
But it's
for
a
that.
Lot of people. So the individual patient, one patient has the advantage of having all these people working with their problem that their medical problem.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because again, like I said, there's not one size fit all. We need to understand the patient, their needs. Some would be okay with medication, some of them surgery, or some of them would be combination, medication and surgery.
Yeah. And some people believe that bariatric medicine always involves surgery, and that's not the case. In the institute, there are patients who never have surgery.
Correct.
They lose weight medically, et cetera, or they might have some other problems and don't have to lose a lot of weight, but maybe 40 or 50 pounds makes a big difference if they're diabetic, et cetera, or have heart problems and so on. The morbidly obese, that's a whole other area of practice. If somebody comes to the Metabolic Institute and they are overweight, they're worked up by the team. Right. And so the goal is for them to lose weight. And if they can lose it medically, you know, by cutting down on how much they eat, change their lifestyle, do a little more exercise, et cetera, that's one thing. But if that is not successful and they become a patient for bariatric surgery, are they required to lose some weight to prove to you professionals that they have their mindset, that they want to lose weight? Say they weigh 300 pounds. Would you like to see them lose 30, 40, 50 pounds before you would do surgery?
Not necessarily. So the goal is more, I mean, few things we've learned over the years is that, number one, it's a physiological disease. So those patients need additional help. It's not just they have a poor willpower. And that's the big thing. That's the big message out there is like it's a disease that needs additional help. So those patients coming to us for help. And a lot of time what we want to see is change in lifestyle, change in, you know, approach to things. So this is where we are. We're there to help them make those changes. So it's not always just about a number or a weight, you know, loss number. It's more about making the necessary changes. So when we give them the tool, they're going to be successful.
Okay. All right. We need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about bariatric surgery and weight loss this evening with Dr. George Ide. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. It's a very, very popular subject in this area because our percentage of obese, overweight patients in the tri-state area is probably one of the highest in the country. 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to our expert tonight. We'll be back. Okay, we are back on Medical Frontiers. We're talking about bariatric surgery and weight loss this evening with Dr. George Ide. And if you have questions, if you've had bariatric surgery, if you have excess weight and you would like to lose it, you'd like to talk about it, 866-391-1020. This is January of 2024. And if you're carrying excess weight around, puts more stress on your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your liver, everything else, your knees, your hips, and everything. If you'd like to lose weight, we'd love to hear your story and talk to you about that because there is help out there. It takes a lot of energy and willpower from the patient, but there's an excellent team at AHN Bariatric Metabolic Institute to help you all along the way. And it's a team effort. And lots of great results coming out of that institute. 866-391-1020. We talked before the show, George, about some of the other things that are helpful as far as weight loss is concerned and helping patients have a better lifestyle and so on as far as the number of calories that they take and exercise and so on. But there have always been some drugs around for appetite suppression and so on. But recently, that's been a little, there have been more drugs that can be helped. And tell us a little bit about that and how are they used? They are by prescription. I think all of those are by prescription from a physician. And are they being effective?
Correct, yeah. So definitely, we've been excited that we have more and more options at our disposal to help people, to help patients. For the longest time, medication on the market, if you go back years ago, they were not as effective as what we have right now. But over the last few years, medication that were originally done for the treatment of diabetes were found to help with, you know, weight loss. And those are what we call injectables. You know, the patients can inject them once a week, and they call them GLP-1. It's this hormones that naturally your body produce, all of us. This is a natural hormone that work on three places. Goes to the pancreas and improve your insulin production, goes to your stomach and slow down your stomach to make you feel full. What's more important, goes to your brain, the third place, goes to your brain and make you feel less hungry. And that has been the great, advance in this medication. Now, at the same time, like everything else, sometimes media and social media these days and everything puts a lot of hype on things that probably is not there. Those medications have side effects, a lot of, you know, gastrointestinal side effects. They can cause other problems. So while they're effective, it's not for everyone. They have to be watched carefully. They have to be done with diet and exercise. And for some people, may not be the best option. So the good news is more and more development in the field to raise awareness about this disease. Obesity is a disease. It's not about poor willpower. And that's the biggest message I have out there is please get help. Mm. There are options. We can do good things about it. And these days, those medications can help us even take care of more patients and more people, yeah. Even within surgery. I had surgery and may see some weight regain. Like everything else, sometimes you need a combination therapy.
Sure.
You need the surgery and you need the medication. Right. I mean, it's been done in every other disease.
Sure.
Heart diseases. You know, you have an open heart.
Even orthopedics.
You stay on medication. Orthopedics. Yeah. Cancers. I mean, yeah. I don't want to like use those analogies, but it's always been the case. And it's great that we have all these tools right now to help take care of this problem. But that's the positive thing is raising awareness, letting people know this is not to be shamed of getting help. It's not about poor willpower only.
It's a disease.
It's a disease.
Like heart disease or diabetes or kidney disease or whatever. And there's help. They don't have to suffer. Let's go to Bob on the road. Good evening, Bob.
Hi, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm curious to hear what you gentlemen think about the concept of intermittent fasting as a way of eating to stay healthy and promote wellness and longevity. I know there's a lot of research that supports this idea that man was sort of developed to eat in that capacity, where they would feast, and then there would be long periods of time before eating again, and essentially, we've been designed to sort of eat that way. A lot of people promoting that in the health and wellness field. Just curious what you guys think about this concept, intermittent fasting.
Okay, Dr. Ryan.
That's a great question. So there have been a lot of different ways or modalities to help people lose weight, one of which is intermittent fasting. The reality is, if you really look closely at all the data that came out of it, does it help with weight loss? Sure. But honestly, if you look closely, it basically controls the caloric intake, how much calories your body is taking in. So if we do it in other ways, if you can figure out a way to limit your caloric intake from other ways, people will have similar results. So those have been looked at. And if it's worked for someone, let it be. I mean, there's no downsides of doing it. The bottom line is, anytime if you want to do any sort of dieting, we want to make sure we watch our fluid intake. We want to watch how much protein, vitamins. So it's we have to make sure that we're having a balanced diet with the appropriate, help from, hydration and exercise to make it effective and safe.
The way I look at that is, you're absolutely right. It's if you look at a week, and maybe you've fasted 2 days out of the week, if you're eating fewer calories during that week than if you ate three meals a day and so on, but if you fasted a little bit at each meal, instead of taking two helpings, you have one helping. You fasted a little bit during that time that you're eating. Instead of eating for 20 minutes, maybe you're eating for 10 minutes. You fasted for 10 minutes, right?
Yeah. So it comes down to caloric intake.
Yeah.
That's basically the bottom line.
It just means the volume of food that you take in over a period of time. And if anything that you do to cut that down on a daily basis or a weekly basis, monthly basis, and so on, and if it's effective,
it's going to be.
Thank you for the call, Bob, and be careful out there on the roads. But, there's so many things, and I think one of the problems that we have is that there's so much stuff on the internet, that this is going to guarantee, this is going to do this, and this is going to do that. And what is good for one person may not be good for another person or for 1,000 people. And every individual has a certain things that have to be looked at and taken into consideration. No matter what it is in medicine, whether it's obesity, whether it's, evaluation for a total hip or a total knee or open heart surgery or what have you, each individual has to be looked at as an individual.
Absolutely. And that's basically the bottom line is not, it's good to get some information from the internet or social media, but we have to be careful about the information we're being fed. There is so much misinformation out there, especially in the medical field. So we have to be careful, and that's why we like to be out there, especially when it comes to obesity and diet. This affects every single human. This is what we deal with on a daily basis. So there's interest out there. And sometimes we push this information that's not true, that's not correct. And that's what I would warn all our, listeners to make sure you get it from the expert, because okay, we're here to help out.
Okay, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to Dr. George Ide this evening. We'll be back. Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers for our next segment, and we're talking about bariatric surgery and weight loss with Dr. George Ide. 866-391-1020 is the number you can call to talk to our expert about bariatric medicine and surgery. 866-391-1020. Let's talk a little bit about the secondary benefits of controlling weight, the effect on the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the musculoskeletal system. Are there many patients who are pre-diabetic or diabetic who, once they get their weight loss under control, no matter how it is done, that no longer need to take anti-diabetic diabetic drugs like insulin and metformin and things like that, the oral medications, and so on. Just tell us a little bit about the secondary benefits.
Yes. So weight has been shown to affect us from head to toes and everything in between. I'll give you an example. If you're overweight, you're 400 times more likely to get diabetes than somebody not.
400 times.
And what's more important than that, cancers. Cancers has been linked. So many cancers have been linked to obesity. Because what happens when you have this excess weight, you create an inflammatory process. There's a lot of inflammatory markers in your body that cause you all these diseases. So once you lose the weight, you immediately have an improvement in all these comorbidities. And recent data came for patients who decided to have bariatric surgery. They had 25% less chance of getting cancer than somebody who did not.
Wow.
So when they put two groups of people, both groups would qualify for surgery. One decided not to, and the other group went on with it. They had 25% chance of doing it. They lived 12 years, on average, 12 years longer. Because again, once you get rid of this inflammatory process in your body, this is how your diabetes is gone. This is how your cancer chances will become much less. So on and so forth. Even knees, you know, you remember, as an orthopedic surgeon, you know, if you don't do that, then your back and your knees will last you for a much longer time to avoid like knee replacement or hip replacement.
I had patients who had, you know, moderately severe arthritis in their hip or their knee, and they were overweight. And we talked about surgery and so on. And they said, well, is there anything else I can do? And I said, lose some weight. And invariably, if they lost 40 or 50 pounds, what a big effect it had, their pain. They just had much less pain because they were putting less stress on their hips and knees. And so that cut down on the inflammatory response, and they felt better. And they could actually put off having a knee or hip replacement by several years.
Absolutely. And you know what's more than that? And I've learned so much from talking to my patients. They tell you, I feel better. I don't know how to describe it, but deep inside me, I feel better. And I think a lot of it is because they have less of those inflammatory markers, you know, circulating around their body.
Well, there's an example sitting right here smiling at you. He feels better.
Listen, it's all about self-confidence, too.
Yeah.
And that can change everything. And you've taught me well, Doc, for sure.
Okay, let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the line. You have a question?
You know, I don't have a question. I have a statement. I had bariatric surgery over a decade ago, and it probably saved my life. I lost 157 pounds. I got rid of my blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, other things. And you brought up about the knees and the joints. I used to get up before, and my knees would go snap, crackle, and pop like the cereal. Not anymore. And also, I had sleep apnea. It got rid of that. Now I sleep 6 hours and feel great. Before, I'd sleep 10 hours and get up and felt like I got beat to death. But it's not a cure-all. You have to put in your own part, too. You have to listen to what the doctors tell you on your diet and how to do things your first few months when you come out of the surgery. I know people that didn't, and they're right back where they started.
Yeah.
But no, God bless the bariatric surgery.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. And we did not ask you to call in. Is that correct?
Yeah. That is correct. No, okay. I just came out of an AA meeting and heard this.
Okay.
And I listened to Rob Pratt religiously, and there it was. And I thought, I have to give this a kudos. You know?
Okay. Well, Paul, we really appreciate that. And that's the kind of effect you can have when you do those types of things to take better care of your body. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Michelle. You're on the air.
Hi. I hope you guys are doing well today. I have
a question.
As a 60-year-old who cannot lose the 30 pounds of menopausal weight gain, does the Metabolic Institute Bariatric Center help with that, figuring out a way to deal with the changed metabolism?
Okay, great question, Dr. Ide.
Yes, so the medical team will assess the different conditions you have, and make a determination of what would work best for you. So if what we call, we go by BMI, if your BMI is, or body mass index, it's a factor of your height and weight. You can go to our website, www.ahn.org/weightloss, and then there is a BMI calculator. You put your height and weight. If you're 30 and above, there are options out there that we can help you with.
No, I'm not 30 or above, but just frustrated. And I think, like most women who go through menopause, no matter what you do, you can't get it off.
Well, I'll tell you what, Michelle, next week on Medical Frontiers, guess what our show is about?
Women's health.
Menopause.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So, we're going to spend an hour next week between 7 and 8 talking about menopause. So why don't you tune in next week also, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, Michelle. Thanks for the call. But, you know, we go through different phases of life. You know, as we get older, we're not as active. We can't do the things. We may not be able to play a game of basketball or a set of tennis or, you know, 36 holes of golf and so on. So we have to adjust as we go through different phases of life. And hormones, you know, even in men have hormonal changes. You know, there's male menopause. It's not really menopause, but there's a change that we go through, both male and females. And so we have to adjust, and we have to take what we have and do the best that we possibly can with what we have.
Absolutely. And the key issue right now is, to your point, is as you get older, your metabolism goes down, even without the hormonal factor that you mentioned. So metabolism goes down, you're less active, and we don't watch our caloric intake. And that's the key issue. My advice to everyone is always, it's either to maintain than lose it. So we have to be more cognizant about what we're trying to do, what we're trying to eat, how we are doing our day, and try to kind of tackle it early on before it gets out of control. Now, occasionally it does, and some of it I tell my patients is not your fault. Some patients really have shut down metabolism. They have, you know, many factors working against them, not to go into all the details. And in some cases, that's where the help is there for, you know. That's what I'm saying. If you are a certain BMI and certain, you know, factors, then surgery or medication or the combination of both can be really very effective. And however, obviously, try not to get there in the first place. And to your point, sometimes when we feel we had normal BMI, we're fine, but we start gaining weight, this is when we need to tackle it early on, get the help from counseling and everything we need so that we don't get to a point where only medication or surgery would be the answer.
Okay, how about genetics? My parents were fat. I'll be fat the rest of my life because they had a bit... We're going to take a break. We'll talk about that when we come out. But you can talk to Dr. Ide at 866-391-1020 this evening. We're talking about bariatric surgery and weight loss. We'll be back. Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers this evening. The topic, bariatric surgery and weight loss. Our guest is Dr. George Ide. He's an expert in weight loss. He's a surgeon, but the Metabolic Institute, the Bariatric and Metabolic Institute, AHN, takes care of obesity in many, many different ways with a whole team there, dozens and dozens of people working with people who are overweight. Sometimes surgery is required. A lot of times the weight loss can be handled through, you know, the way we eat, not eating as many calories, and just a change in our lifestyle. And when Rob here was just talking about how much better he feels physically, mentally, and everything else after losing considerable weight over the last year or so. And it just is amazing. And it happens all the time. And that testimonial that we had from Bob when he called and said how much better he feels, how much better his knees are, and how much better he is in general. He said, bariatric surgery saved his life.
And a comment for Bob, actually, I want to say also, is the efforts he put into it, which is true. They made a statement on how you know, he puts all these efforts into it, and that's very important. Because what exactly the surgery does, what I tell people, is levels the playing field. For somebody out there who's suffering from weight and getting all these medical problems, you know, piling up one after the other, I like to use this analogy. It's like you fell in a deep hole, okay? I know most people don't want to stay there. They want to pull themselves up, but somebody keeps putting bricks in their backpack and pull them down. So what the surgery does, it basically levels the playing field. You really need those factors. We have factors, hormones in your body that makes you hungry. And those go up when you start to lose weight on your own. Those hormones make you feel full. They go down. Your metabolism go down, shuts down. So because of all these things, people are struggling in reaching their goals and they feel, oh, I'm a failure. You know, I'm ashamed of that. Or this is me. This is all this stuff. And that's not true. You know, yes, hopefully we try not to get there in the first place. But once you're there, you need the help. It's physiology. It's factors inside you working without your permission, including genetics. You asked me earlier, there are 100 different genes in our body we discovered that play a role in what, how we eat and weight and everything else. So once you get there, you need this extra help. So what Bob got, and I'm using him as an example, is I leveled the playing field. So those things, the factors that make him work against him when he's trying to pull himself up are not there anymore. But he did the job. He's the one who pulled himself up. He's the one who did everything he needed to do in order to achieve a good goal. And that's basically the message I have, is help is okay. There's no shame in that.
Right.
Surgery, medication, or combination of medication and surgery. And that's what we have. And we're so excited about all the advances we've made. It's safer than ever. We do it minimally invasive. We do it in a, you know, faster than ever, quick recoveries. All these are there to help, because nobody should live this the way with all the diseases, all the problems.
Great. And we entered the last break when I asked about genetics. You know, grandpa and grandma are fat. My parents are fat. My brothers and sisters are fat. So I'm going to be fat the rest of my life. There is help for those types of people.
Absolutely, because actually I want to take a few seconds, tell you a little bit about how we get to suffer from weight. I call them buckets. There are three of them. Genetics is one of them. Like I said, there are 100 genes that play a role. There's the environment. The environment plays a role. Lack of sleep and stress are the two big ones. Again, the way we eat, the processed food we have around us, and the quantities and everything else also play a role. And the third one is physiology. And the hormones I just mentioned. Those hormones makes you feel hungry. There are hormones makes you feel full in addition to your metabolism. So there are three factors. But if you think about those three buckets I just mentioned, a lot of it is outside your control. Maybe your environment, you can control your environment a little bit, but lack of sleep and stress and stuff in our lives, I mean, we do our best, but still there, you know? So all these factors working, and this is why you see, look around you, a lot of us are suffering from weight issues, you know, because all these factors working against you without your permission, without your will. And that's why we would not stop looking for solutions, looking for answers to help people. And that's why we're seeing what you're seeing now, helping a lot of people. So my only advice, get help. Just get help.
I think another one is culture, and I guess this is environmental in a way, but I've been in households where the woman in the household is always in the kitchen, always fixing something. So no matter what time of the day or night you visit, you're asked if you want something. She asks if you want something to eat. So that would sort of be a cultural thing. The food is always available, you know. And I think, even if we're not hungry and somebody offers us something to eat, we're very, very tempted. Well, yeah, I'll take a little bit of that.
Yeah. I mean, this is one factor, but honestly, is what we eat.
Yeah.
It's definitely what, you know, but what you put in your mouth also plays a major role. This processed food, that's my biggest thing. Everybody who tells me the processed food, I mean, we're not cooking and taking, like, you know, fresh, you know, ingredients, just put them a little bit together and eating them. You know, we'll go to the easy stuff, processed food and stuff like that. So that's basically has been the biggest struggle. Not just, you know, how much we're eating, but also what we're eating is also playing a major role.
How about pizza without pepperoni? There would be less processed, right?
I mean, it's all process. It's still process.
Okay. Well, it's time to say goodnight. And thank you very much, Doctor. It's a very pleasure every time you're on the Medical Frontiers. And I'm going to say goodnight, good health, and next week we're going to be talking about menopause.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.